I am the fire that burns against the cold, the light that brings the dawn, the horn that wakes the sleepers, the shield that guards the realms of men. I pledge my life and my honour to the night's watch, for this night and all the nights to come. The woods fell silent. You knelt as boys, Thorn Marsh intoned solemnly. Rise now, as men of the night's watch. John held out a hand to pull Sam back to his feet. The rangers gathered round to offer smiles and congratulations, all but the gnarled old forester, Dywin.
"Best we were starting back, my lord," he said to Bowen Marsh. "Dark's fallen, and there's something in the smell of the night that I mislike."
And suddenly, Ghost was back, stalking softly between two weirwoods. White fur and red eyes, John realized, disquieted. Like the trees. The wolf had something in his jaws. Something black. "What's he got there?" asked Bowen Marsh, frowning. "To me, Ghost." John knelt. "Bring it here." The dire wolf trotted to him. John heard Samuel Tarley's sharp intake of breath.
"Guards be good," Dywin muttered. "That's a hand."